Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now is the time to act to protect biodiversity loss. And I really want your input on this one as well, because the recommendations are published from the world's first National Citizens Assembly on biodiversity loss. A call to action has been issued for the government and communities and individuals to step up right now. Joining us with more detail on what has been proposed by the Citizens Assembly in this report is Dr. Evie Nihulavan, the chair of the Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity. Dr. Nihulavan, you're very welcome to the programme. Fáilte, Ruth. Now, we have 73 high-level recommendations and 86 sectoral-specific actions in this report. Tell us about the main ones, if you will.
I guess the main ones to start with are really that we're doing a very poor job of using the policies and laws that we already have. And so a first step to actually protecting biodiversity and ensuring that nature can continue to provide us with all that we need in terms of food, water and air will be to actually enact the laws and policies that we have here in our own country and those that we have signed up to in the EU and internationally. And if we did that, we'd go a long way to protecting biodiversity, which is really the basis of all of nature that we rely on.
Should I read that as an indictment of government then? A government failure that they're not actually enacting the laws that are there already?
That is it, Dominic, because the first two recommendations of the Assembly are really saying that the state has comprehensively failed to protect nature and to enforce its own laws. And it's not just this government, it's really been government over decades. And perhaps, I guess historically no one thought really that nature would need such protection. I guess we've historically thought of nature as an infinite resource, but we see now that when we do not protect it, when we overuse it, it becomes totally degraded. And the scientists told us, and a lot of the NGOs and groups and farmers and fishers that we spoke to, they told us that we're at a tipping point with providing or asking nature to provide for us. And we really need to act now in terms of our fresh water and the suboptimal state of our soils and things like that.
Can I ask about the fresh water? Because for a developed country and a country as rich as Ireland, one of the basics really is that we should have a plentiful supply of quality fresh water. Mm. We're going in the wrong direction, you say.
Well, it's not me that's saying it, Cormac. It's actually the scientists that we had in to speak with us who told us that. And in fact, it was one of the most depressing sessions of the whole Assembly. I certainly hadn't considered that we were in such a poor state. And then I think everyone can have maybe their own personal experiences of this, because I did think of the lake that I would have used and Flamin and when I was younger in Lough Carra, a marl lake. And that is, totally degraded because of the pollutants that have gone into it and now is being protected with a large life project that's there. But in terms of our rivers and our headwaters, in the 1980s, about 500 of our rivers were considered as pristine. And now, today, we have 32. So it's really stark, the terrible condition that that's in. And I think that that's really something to bring home, because that's so fundamental to who we are in Ireland, mm-hmm. like to look after our rivers and our lakes.
Another thing, though, that's fundamental to who we are is the high-quality produce from our farming community. This report mm-hmm. has specific recommendations, though, for the farming community. What are they?
It does, Cormac, and I won't list them all out, but what I will say is that we had a lot of farmers to come in and speak to us. We had over 9 different farming associations come and address the Assembly, speak with them, answer questions. And a lot of them were at the launch today. And it was great to see that, because farmers are the largest custodians of the land. Like 70% of Ireland's land is used for agriculture. And farmers are custodians of that. They want to pass it on to the next generation in good health. And it's policies that have not supported farmers to look after nature. They are asking us to make sure that the policies can support them and that we can all work together on this. And it was something that I emphasised and re-emphasised today, that we don't want to bring this to a place where we're shouting at each other from the extremes like we've seen in other countries.
Well, my God, if I was a beef farmer, I'd be shouting at you, because there's a suggestion or a recommendation in the report, this Citizens Assembly report on biodiversity, that people should go for a plant-based diet. Is that right?
Well, we have to accept facts here that, you know, nature is being degraded because of choices that we make as humans. It's not necessarily only our diet, but if we eat as much meat as we do, we will continue to degrade our soils and our waters. And it's just a fact that we have to accept that. Now, this was something that was a contentious conversation within the Assembly. And the Assembly was random people from across Ireland. There were farmers in that room. There were fishers in that room. There were taxi drivers. There were software engineers. And they had the luxury of time to consider this. And rather than suggesting that people be encouraged to eat less meat, it was actually a considered wording where they were encouraged to eat a more plant-based diet. And that's basically that you might consider having less meat. I mean, historically in Ireland, we'd be in Lent. And we wouldn't have been eating as much meat.
Well, true.
And it's just really to start the conversation, Cormac, and to kind of address the realities of what we're facing, because now is the time to leave a good legacy and be good ancestors for our children and our grandchildren.
I have about 40 seconds left. This is really unfair, but tell me about the constitutional amendment that would be needed to give biodiversity its place and its right. What do you recommend there?
One of the recommendations from the members is to actually mirror what the UN recommended last year, that every person should have the right to a clean, healthy and safe environment. And that's kind of that we should have be able to access clean water and unpolluted land. So that was one recommendation. The other was that nature might be afforded the same rights as a company. Companies actually are the ones who are degrading a lot of nature, but nature has no one to speak for it. And it would be to provide nature with the same types of laws that govern companies. Other countries are doing this. Spain has done this. Mm-hmm. New Zealand has done this. And other countries in Europe are considering amending their constitution similarly, such as Finland, Germany, Holland and Portugal. So it's actually cyclical. We'd be going back to Breton law rather than something new.
Well, that would be good, I suppose, in this particular instance. Really briefly, you met with the Taoiseach to draw attention to the recommendations. Did Leo Varadkar give you a guarantee that the recommendations would be implemented?
He did. Well, not implemented, but he gave us a guarantee that and the report will go to an Oireachtas committee before the summer recess and we'll have a response from government before the end of the year. We had a very robust conversation. We had a very interesting conversation yesterday and it was great to have that opportunity to speak with the Taoiseach about the members, what the members of this Assembly have said. And I think this Assembly, as all other Assemblies that we've had so far, can lead to transformational change in Ireland because the people are often ahead of the politicians in this regard. And the people in this Assembly have said, we want to protect Ireland's nature. We want to be able to celebrate it. And that means we restore it and we can really be authentically saying we're green and we can stand over our tourism and our food exports in that regard. Then.
Dr. Evie Ní Hualamh, the Chair of the Citizens' Assembly on Biodiversity, has spoken on Drive Time. Thank you very much indeed, Evie, for that.